Hi, Stella speaking.
Yes, I am trying to get a hold of someone in home health services. I have UnitedHealthcare dual complete, but I need to talk to somebody about getting home services set
Sure,
up
we
in
can
my
assist
home.
you with that. Do you have Medicaid like under UnitedHealthcare?
I do.
You do. And do you
But
want to set
I
what?
have dual complete. I have dual complete.
Got it. Do you want to sign up a family member to work for you? Or you need a caregiver from
No,
us?
it's no. I need somebody from you guys, but I have a company I want to use.
Oh, got it. Let me ask you like that. In which county are you?
I'm in Buchanan County.
Buchanan, you said?
Yes.
Got it. Let me check it up. What's your first and last name?
Donna Dwank,
Donna.
SW, yes, SWANK,
Got it. And what's your date of birth, Donna?
3762.
Let me see if it comes up. Okay, I see everything sounds good. What we'll need to do is I'll just need to get your information and we'll call the state to let them know that you need home care services. And they're going to come down to do an assessment to see if you can get approved for home care.
Oh, believe me, I just had my gallbladder out on the ninth. I'm
We can
nowhere
help you
near
with
able to
everything.
do
Don't worry.
anything.
We're gonna do it for you, but we just need like you need to be on the line. But don't worry, we're gonna make sure everything
Right.
is good. Like you don't need to be worried. I'll just stay on the line with you.
Can
I'll
I
help you with
use this?
everything. What?
Okay. Can I use this company that I want to use?
Which company do you want to use?
I can't pronounce it, but it's FreudenHalle.
I'm not sure which
They're
company that
home-based.
is, but we're actually Deluxe Home Care. We have great aids in your area. Would you want to go with Deluxe?
Well, I'd like to go to the one that I was saying,
Got it,
but you don't.
cause we're Deluxe and we can help you with everything. So like there won't be any issues.
Okay.
Like we're gonna make sure you get everything straightened out as soon as possible. And I'm gonna call the state with
Okay.
you. Like I'm gonna transfer you to the state so you don't need to do it
Oh,
yourself.
okay.
We're gonna help you with everything and we're
Okay.
gonna find you good aids. Just give me a minute.
Okay.
I wanna take down your information before it's transferred to the state because I want everything to go smoothly. Okay.
All right.
One second. Hold on. Is your address still 1601 South 38th Street, apartment 321,
Yes.
St. Joseph?
Yes, it is.
Got it. Were you already approved for home care or you want to get approved for?
I want to get approved.
Sure. So we're going to help you. Give me a minute. Hold on. Do you have your Medicaid ID with you, or you want me to we should provide it to you?
No, I did not.
Okay, so because when I'm gonna send it to the states, they'll need to have it. Can I text you to this number, the number you called me, and you'll see it?
Sure.
Okay, I'll
Sure.
text you all information you need before sending you to the state. Do you have your social security number handy?
509-72-8350.
Okay. Got it. And what's your preferences for an aid? Like, what should I put in for staffing?
Hey, you're talking too fast. I didn't understand you.
Sure. What do you need as an aid? Like, what should we look for?
Oh, I need somebody to help clean my apartment, cook for me. I mean, laundry, that kind of stuff.
Got it. And do you have any specific days of the week or times in the day?
Probably at least three times a week.
Got it. So we're going to set up a schedule once we get the hours approved from the state. We're going to set you up a schedule, and then we're going to look for an aide, and we're going to do interviews with you so you'll decide if you want them or not. Okay?
All right.
Just give me a minute. I will text you right now. I want to confirm you received my text because you will need some information when you are on the phone with the state.
Okay.
1 second. Let me know if you received my text. I text you, hi, it's Stella from Deluxe Home Care. Did you receive it?
Yeah, hang on a minute. I gotta put my glasses back on. Let's see. Okay, I found it here.
Perfect.
This is Stella from the Deluxe Home Care.
Correct. I'm going to text you now another thing. So basically, we're going to send you to the state. They're just going to ask you basic questions like your address, making sure everything is good. And then they're going to ask you what services you want. Just make sure to request CDS care with Deluxe Home Care.
Hang on.
No problem.
CDS.
Care. I texted it to you.
I'm trying to write down what you said.
No problem.
CDS
care.
S care. Okay.
With Deluxe.
Is there anything else I need?
Just do you see
Deluxe
my text? They're also gonna ask you for a phone number for Deluxe. I texted it to you as well. 314-501. Do you want to write it down?
Hang on.
No problem. I'll wait.
Go ahead and start over.
314.
Uh-huh.
501.
Uh-huh.
2520.
Okay.
And then...
I got it.
What? You got everything?
I said I got that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So just give me 2 minutes. It will take like 2 to 3 minutes until you get transferred to the state. If you have any questions,
Okay. Meanwhile,
just tell them, hold on, and you can text me. I'm going to respond. I'm going to check your text the entire time just to make sure if you have any question, I'll be with you. Okay?
Okay.
And if
All right.
you have any questions afterwards, just give me a call back. Once you're going to be done with the state, we're going to get a notice. So we're going to have a specialist get in touch with you. Okay?
Okay.
Just
All
hold
right.
on, Donna, and I'll transfer you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Home and community-based services. This is Erica. Are you calling for services from yourself or another person?
Yes, I'm calling for services in my home.
Okay. Ma'am, may I please have your first and last name?
Donna. Swank, S-W-A-N-K.
Thank you. May I have a good contact phone number for you?
816-351-3238.
Thank you. And your date of birth, please, Ms. Swank.
3762.
Thank you. And I already have, I see you put in your Medicaid number and I have your case pulled up. So what type, oh boy, okay, what type of services were you wanting?
Well, I just had my gallbladder out and I can't do anything in my home. I need every service available.
Okay. When you, okay, ma'am, do you already have a provider care agency that's going to send someone out to assist you with in-home services?
Well, I wanted to use, as it's called, I can't pronounce it, so I'm going to spell it, Freudenthal.
Freudenthal?
Yes.
Okay, and they are a provider care agency that will send a worker to your home to meet your unmet needs?
Yes.
Okay, well, Ms. Swank, there is a process that we need to follow, and I'll have to advise you of some information because you are eligible to receive those services, and I'll be confirming some information with you. Are you ready?
Give me a minute. Okay, you can go.
Okay, are you currently in a hospital or a nursing, not a hospital, a nursing facility,
no,
or at home?
No, okay, I'm at home.
Okay, one moment. One second. Okay. All righty. So, Ms. Donna, it appears that you have met the preliminary MoHealthNet criteria to be referred for an initial assessment for home and community-based services. Before going further, please allow me to explain the purpose of home and community-based services. This program is designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain independent in their preferred environment as long as possible. Participants must meet nursing home level of care in order to qualify for services. This means your needs must be equal to those accepted to a nursing home facility. To be considered for home and community-based services, you must allow an assessor inside your home to conduct an in-depth assessment. The assessment will determine if you meet the required nursing facility level of care criteria. Do you have any questions about what I've explained?
No.
Do you want to continue?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Wank, I'm going to ask you some mandatory safety questions that we must ask prior to the assessor coming out to your home. Most of these answers are yes or no.
Okay.
Are you ready? You ready?
Yes. Yes.
Is it easy access to get to your home, or are you on a farm or in a rural area?
No, it's easy.
Thank you. Is there any illegal drug activity?
No.
Are there any vicious or dangerous animals or pets?
No.
Any contagious or infectious diseases?
No.
Is your neighborhood considered dangerous or